But if you read that document, it flags up those issues which we all know are pertinent. There's the issue of training. Have we time within the European Working Time Regulations to get training completed for those who are going to succeed us? It remains an issue, and this is flagged up as one of the key recommendations from the CRUK report, that there needs to be greater emphasis on training of surgical oncologists. Now, we're about to embark in general surgery on looking at subspecialty activity in across the board, and I'll put it to this organisation that perhaps at committee level, at council level, they should consider how we're going to take this forward. CRUK have picked up that through specialisation, yes, the various things that we're going to talk about in a bit have led the way, but specialisation is not occurring across the country, and there remains some element of postcode lottery. Not every centre is able to provide the necessary treatment, and there's multiple examples of where patients have not been given the option, because of the way their structure of their cancer service has been delivered, to receive the sorts of treatments that are perceived to be appropriate. We are getting older, I'm afraid, and that's not just the population and the workforce is getting older. And it's making sure, again, within the training time, that we are able to deliver the appropriate training so that we can bring trainees on. And as we redefined the surgical curriculum, we made it pretty plain that those major operations, esophagectomy, liver metastasectomy, pancreatectomy, for example, a trainee will not be expected to be competent at that at the end of training. They will be expected to gain those skills once in consultant post, and that's where consultant mentoring is crucial. We are in financial difficulties, and not everybody can afford to have the up-to-date equipment, and we know there are differences across the country with provision of PET CT scanning. The provision of OR1 type theatres is an issue, and I think these are all the sorts of things that come into play when we're considering how we're going to take forward the specialisation centralisation argument.